From APM in Los Angeles, I'm Noelle King, and for David Brancaccio. People in the city of Flint, Michigan have seen more than their share of hardship over the years. In addition to a devastating loss of manufacturing jobs and blight, Flint is also losing its grocery stores. That's making life even harder for its poorest residents. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
Jason Lorenz is a public information officer at Flint City Hall. On his wall is a map showing the city boundaries. One thing that's rapidly disappearing from the map are grocery stores.
Yeah, we had a Kroger over here that closed. We have a Meijer up here on the northwest side of town. Either side of M21 here were two VGs. They both closed.
Over the past 8 months, Flint has seen three groceries closed, most recently the Kroger on Davison Road, meaning that a city of 100,000 people now has only one major grocery.
Flint was a very tough decision for us.
Brandon Barrow is a spokesman for Kroger. This latest store closure, he says, was simply unavoidable.
Over a course of about 9 years, we lost just over $3 million at that particular location.
Over 40% of Flint's residents live below the poverty line. Many don't have cars, meaning that they are increasingly cut off from fresh groceries.
It's a 4 to 6 hour trip, generally, for me.
Betty Cavendish is disabled and can't drive. When the Eastside Kroger closed, she started taking the bus to a suburban Walmart.
I have to walk a half hour to get to the bus stop because it doesn't go down the road I'm on.
And then she has to carry all her groceries back home. It's one of the hardest parts of her week.
I guess people would think it would be easier if you have the time because when you're disabled, but it's a lot harder. They don't make it easy on you at all.
Ed Benning is general manager of Flint's bus system, the MTA. The bus that Cavendish takes is a special grocery route that Flint created as a test for 90 days. If the ridership is there, Benning says the line may become permanent.
I think the ridership will be there because the need's not going to go away.
The grocery bus helps, but even that only runs weekday hours from 9:30 to 2:30, meaning that if you do have a job, you likely still won't have a chance to do your shopping. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.